Rusty Quill presents.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If there's one thing that my family and friends know me for, it's being an amazing gift giver. I owe it all to Celebrations Passport from 1-800-Flowers.com, my one-stop shopping site that has amazing gifts for every occasion. With Celebrations Passport, I get free shipping on thousands of amazing gifts. And the more gifts I give, the more perks and rewards I earn. To learn more and take your gift giving to the next level, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
You're listening to The Hyacinth Disaster, written by David Carlson, Part 5.
Dreadnought to Khan. I've been unconscious, I think. Is anyone there? I repeat, this is Dreadnought, XO2. To anyone on the Hyacinth, can anyone read me? XO2 to Hyacinth. Okay, seems no one can hear me, so transmitting in the blind. I'm injured. I'm pinned. I'm pinned to the floor, I guess. Both of my legs are jammed under tight debris. It's up to my waist. I don't think I can... No. I think they're crushed. Oh, God, I don't... I think I'm going to pass out again. Hyacinth, is anyone there? Hello? Hello? Hyacinth? I can barely read. I've got less than an hour of air left. Must have been breathing.
Dreadnought.
Rim to XO2, do you copy? Come on, you bastard, you've got a lot to answer for. Damn it! Grim to Khan. Khan, do you copy? What a lovely day. Blue, Finch, is anyone up there?
What the hell?
Finch?
Hyacinth to Grim, do you read?
Finch!
Yes, it's me.
What was that awful sound?
I rerouted comms to the drone room at engineering.
What? Why? Where's Khan? Finch, where are Khan and Blue?
Who's in command of the Hyacinth?
Damn it, what happened to Khan?
He's dead! Damn rock broke off from the asteroid and crashed into the bridge!
When?
A couple of minutes ago.
Well, how the hell did that happen?
Don't know, Grim.
You're the seismologist.
I can say with absolute confidence that an asteroid has never attacked a mining vessel before.
I don't know what to say.
I take it you're not under a hail of debris anymore?
Not at the moment. Things quieted down right about when the control was hit, apparently. I'm sorry, Finch, for both of
you.
We
need to get you out of there.
We still need the data from the Squealer.
We need you to not die.
Ember needs to not die.
Ember will have to take care of herself and her crew. We're lucky to be alive as is. I'm not even sure we can fly out of here.
We can take the shuttle. It wasn't damaged.
Blue, I'm so sorry.
Once we get these scans to corporate, we're free and clear, along with Ember and Corvus.
You're forgetting we won't get a damn thing for us or Ember if we don't have the Squealer's confirmation data.
They'll believe the scans. They'll have to.
They won't, and they don't.
Your helmet is cracked, and you're blind. Argus is dead. Dreadnought is dead, I'm sure. My brother is...
Dreadnought isn't dead.
Sure he isn't.
I just heard from him.
What? When?
Just before you rerouted comms. He's injured, using air fast, and he passed out again.
Again?
Well, he was passed out before. You can guide me there. We need that data.
Wait, no, we don't.
You are suddenly very optimistic about corporate's reasonability.
No, I mean, not physically. I can still probably access the card through Dreadnought's comms now that we have contact.
Then do it.
And Dreadnought?
Let him rot. This is all his fault. What? You were right from the beginning, Grim. Dreadnought was trying to pull one on us.
Yeah, but...
What was Dreadnought's frequency again? Never mind. The scanner should be working on the second transmitter. It's 1174.661.
Grim, let me get your video feed up in here. I'll guide you out of the chasm. Unless you want to get Argus and bring him out.
That's a huge risk.
I know, but we can't retrieve Khan and just leave Argus.
Finch, we can't get Khan either.
He's your brother. And my husband.
I am responsible for you and Grim and helping Ember. Not Khan and Argus's bodies. Not
it's
now.
It's not fair to leave
them. Finch, I'd like to get them too, but I think Blue's right.
There, I've linked with the memory card. Now just stay connected for a minute.
Dreadnought to Hyacinth.
The heck?
In the blind.
He's awake again.
I'm hurt bad. Crushed legs. Is anyone there?
Pity. Okay, Grim. I've got your video down here. Your face in the relay.
The second one?
Yeah, the one Argus was connected through. About 5 meters in front of you. If you get to it and then head straight up, you'll reach the surface in no time.
Can you contact Dreadnought?
I've got him. I've got the scans. Are you good getting Grim out? I'm gonna get the shuttle ready.
To get Grim?
And then to leave.
What about the Hyacinth?
She's already messed up. Running comms is hard enough from these hack job engineering consoles, let alone flying.
You may not care. She's not your ship, but I do.
She's a wreck, Finch! And screw you! Of course I care! I ran comms on the ship long before you showed up. I don't, however, think she's worth dragging away while risking our lives.
She's a damn good ship!
And you're not thinking straight. Once we get our payoff from corporate, we'll have more than enough to ransom Ember and leave for home. We don't need a mining ship for the inner system.
We're not leaving her, too!
Finch, I'm sorry. Khan is dead. Argus is dead. Retrieving their bodies won't change that, and it could kill us.
It's just... Ember was the one that was endangered. Not us. Not Khan.
She still is.
Maybe this makes me a monster, but I don't know if Ember was worth Khan's life. Or Argus's.
That was his choice to make, not ours. And yeah, it sucks, but we can freak out later. Right now, we have a job to finish. We have what we wanted. Let's get Grim out and leave. Ember is running out of time, and she has no idea we're trying to help her and her crew.
Grim, come on. It's time to go.
No.
What?
I said no. I'm not leaving him here.
Grim, Argus is dead. I know it sucks, but you know he wouldn't want
him
to...
Not Argus. Dreadnought.
Dreadnought?
I'm going to get him.
We have the scans.
I know.
Then why?
Because he's going to die here.
And he should!
Why do you suddenly care?
He might be a traitor. He might be a bastard. He might be responsible for all of this, but I don't think he deserves this.
Khan was my brother, Grim.
But, unlike your brother, Dreadnought is still alive. We have to at least try to get it.
Why?
I'm going in if I have to crawl in blind and suffocate myself. I would appreciate if you would help
Grim,
me.
Grim, we don't have time for this. Temple's deadline
is still a couple hours away, and we already have what we came for. Dreadnought can't be far. I think we can afford to spend a few minutes looking for him.
Fine. But if he doesn't die, I'll probably beat him to death myself.
Where is he?
As a drill goes, he's only about 15 meters from you. It's a twisted mess of tunnels in there. My guess is that Argus got lost for a while.
I'm gonna go cut the shuttle.
All right, where am I?
You're still near the relay. Turn to your 3 o'clock and start walking, or floating, or whatever.
3 o'clock a.m. or p.m.?
Now is not the time for jokes, Grim.
Just trying to get through the day. Moving. Oh, crap.
What?
Somebody's gonna have to tell Ember about all this.
Well, you're good at breaking bad news.
By which you mean awful. I'm pretty sure Temple's message was more tactful than I am.
Well, that makes it easier.
It really doesn't.
You're inside the cave or whatever. Turn your light back on.
If it still works.
There it is. It's not flickering anymore. Not broken.
Yet.
Keep moving. Passage is curving left, it looks like. You're near a bunch of openings. Hold on.
To what?
Okay, my guess is the opening at your 1 o'clock.
Got it. How much further?
Well, you're moving toward Dreadnought's signal. You're only a dozen meters from him in a straight line.
I hope I'm not too late.
For what? You don't actually think you can save him, do you?
It's not really about that.
Then what is it about, oh, gods.
What was that? Repeat, Blue.
Move to your left a bit and keep moving. Some stuff in the way.
It's Argus, isn't it? How far ahead?
5 meters or so. The opening he was clearing is right past him. Yeah, I can see Dreadnought's light through it. You're almost there. What happened? Grim, I can't see
anything. It's okay. It's okay, Blue. I turned the light off. You don't need to see this. Frankly, I'm glad I can't. Locator can still tell where I am, right?
Yeah.
I'm just moving straight ahead?
Right.
Alright. I think I'm up against the clogged passage. I'm turning my light back on.
I see it.
How's the debris?
I don't know how much was there to start with, but it looks like Argus had most of it cleared before it went wrong.
Can I fit through?
I don't think so. You'll have to dig.
How much?
Just start. Clear stuff right in front of you and down.
Alright. Can you hail Dreadnought while I'm busy? Maybe his radio will wake him up.
If I do, I'm probably gonna curse his brains out.
Fine, I'll link to him. And when I do, it's best if you and Finch stay out of it.
Sure, whatever.
I'm just trying to do the right thing here.
You're making yourself feel better, Grim. That's it. Don't pretend you care about Dreadnought. Right up until about 20 minutes ago, you were the one who wanted to leave him.
Still kinda do.
Then why are you... Wait, you just moved a whole lot.
Yeah, I felt it.
I think you can fit through.
Let me try.
Careful.
Yeah. I'm through. I'm through, right?
Looks like.
Where is he?
Directly ahead of you. Looks bad, Grim.
Do I want to know?
Probably not.
Well, hell.
Maybe. And you're almost there.
Got him. Okay, let's hope he's alive.
Yes, let's.
Okay, this is his helmet. Are his eyes open?
No.
Alright, I'm gonna try and wake him up. Dreadnought! It's Grim! Do you copy? Dreadnought!
Pity.
Shut up, Blue! Dreadnought! Dreadnought!
Oh, God, please stop shaking me! Everything's broken, man!
You're alive!
Barely! Where am I? Am I in the Hyacinth?
Not remotely.
Why are you waking me up now, man? Wake me up when we get there.
Hold on. Let's go one bit at a time.
I busted up. I thought you guys decided to leave me.
No, we didn't leave. We've been trying to get a hold of you.
What took so long? Why is your light flickering?
Well, we've had a few things go wrong.
Why is your sun visor down? What's with the tape?
We had a bit of damage that we've been trying to deal
with. Where's Argus?
Yeah, Argus is... How about we go back a bit and I'll ask questions?
Okay.
First off, how the hell did you end up down here? What happened after the last squeal?
I know you're not gonna believe me.
Oh yeah?
The damn world broke in half. The squealer disappeared into the gorge and I went for it.
We're on a small asteroid, Dreadnought. Things don't really fall here.
You'd think. I found the squealer pinned and I had to yank it out of a crack.
And then?
Oh. I was expecting you to say something obvious, like, it can't have gotten wedged in without gravity. I have no idea how I got stuck in there. Right when I did, debris started flying everywhere. I couldn't see hardly. But I didn't want to lose track of the squealer, so I ejected the data and jetted for it. And I couldn't see anything. I started hitting walls and shit. Must have run into this cave thingy. Next I know, I've hit hard and my legs are pinned down, and then I wake up and nobody's answering. I figured you linked to my disk and took the data. Heard y'all screaming about how rich it was before help broke on me.
Yeah, you were right. This is about the richest rock I've ever heard of.
That's great. I mean, honestly, I probably would have left too. Lost contact with someone inside an asteroid, time running out forever.
We almost did. We almost left, and I was pushing for it. I'm sorry, Dreadnought. I thought you took the data card and went to use your survey drone.
To contact station and sell you guys out?
Something like that, yeah.
I won't say it didn't occur.
Dread, what? What's wrong?
I'm not getting out of here, am I?
What makes you say that?
You haven't tried moving me for one. I can hardly turn to see my legs, but I'm betting it's not good.
I couldn't tell you.
Oh yeah, the visor. How'd that happen? The crack?
Debris storm. Same as you.
I was wondering why you didn't laugh. This rock's been...
acting funny? Yeah, yeah, I know.
So you taped the visor to stop the leak. Damn, dude, that's hardcore. This hurts. I think I've been bleeding into my suit, or internally for a while now.
Probably.
Jeez, man, you should be a nurse.
I'm sorry. I guess I didn't expect to be able to save you anyway.
Why'd you come, man? I mean, I'm glad, but if you thought I was gonna turn on you guys...
It was Argus, actually.
That guy's made of gold, man. I'll tell ya.
He's dead.
You have a real knack for handling bad news, don't you? How?
His exo patch broke again. Tore into his pressure suit, and that was that.
So you're trying to find me for his sake?
No! Well, yes! No!
Which is it?
I don't know, asshole! We had to sit there, me, Blind, the rest of them on the ship, listening to our friend trying to dig through this damn space rock with his signal screaming at us to tell him to stop. Only we couldn't, because he wasn't receiving our signal. Damn it, we heard him clinging to his last breaths of air and apologizing as if he'd messed up somehow. He didn't know we were hearing him. He was suffocating without so much as a whisper that we were trying to save him. That he wasn't alone. I guess I just figured that nobody deserves to die like that. Not a voice, not a face to see. Screw this!
Oh, you should definitely not take that tape off, man.
You're not gonna go looking at your own reflection in my visor. I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy.
Thanks. Wait, what? Okay, so how bad am I actually pinned?
I'm gonna have to clear some of this loose stuff.
Okay.
It's gonna hurt.
Okay.
Shit. I don't think you're gonna make it.
Wow. You could at least try to pretend it's okay.
I was raised honest.
Where'd you grow up?
Elderdom. It's a mining town on the slopes of Olympus Mons. You?
I was spacey.
No kidding. Station or ship?
Watney Station, before they brought it down. I guess afterward would have been weird, huh? How long will the air last?
Longer than you.
Yeah, my helmet's been screaming about my vital signs. Something about the imminence of death and all that.
Well, we're all dying, really.
Yeah, it's pretty philosophical for a suit.
How are you feeling?
Broken. Cold. Busy. On the plus side, I'm not hungry, so there's that.
How's your air supply?
There's not much left.
Okay, I think I can give you my emergency backup. I should be good.
No! Don't!
It'll be fine, Dreadnought. I have enough. I'd rather not listen to you suffocate, too.
I'm not just passing out this time. I know it. I don't think my more air would be much use to me.
Come on, Dreadnought.
Please. Just talk.
What about?
I don't know, man. Just give me something to get through this. Tell me something else about yourself.
Okay. Alright, my first job was on the Grissom a few years back.
Not about space. I've had enough of it.
Hey, you ask me.
I'm a dead guy. Be nice.
Well, if you have to pull rank. Okay. Okay, so I grew up on Olympus Mons, right?
Elder Dom.
Right. Anyway, the atmosphere was still being built up, and it wasn't ready for free planting yet. That didn't happen until I was, like, 19? We could survive outside before that with a parka and a mask, but it wasn't what I would call pleasant. We had fresh crops, but mostly inside the caves we'd pressurized on tiered shelves with special lights, like hydroponics, aeroponics, geoponics, things like
that. You're just saying those words to sound smart.
No. Yes. Whatever. I was in mechanical engineering. But this one farm, it was special. It was basically a greenhouse on the surface with mirrors set up on the mons to get more sunlight onto it. And it grew the same food as the cave farms, but more naturally, I guess. It was more for morale than anything, but we were damn sure everything grown in there was tastier. We called it dessert, and you can bet kids were hardly ever let in there. Too precious. One day, all the biologist guys called a meeting.
Gotta fear the biologists.
The chief of the team was a huge guy, pure Dutch, terrifying. So yeah, we kids were scared of him.
How old? You.
I was 6. Anyway, at the meeting, they told everyone there was an anomalous plant in the middle of the greenhouse, growing with the tomatoes. Said there would be hell to pay for whoever planted it. Rules were cited, loss of colonist bonus was threatened, standard stuff. My dad asked what kind of plant was causing the trouble, and the chief put up a picture of the most alien thing any of us kids had ever seen. It was a little brown shoot with dark green needles for leaves.
What was it?
Dad said it was a conifer tree. The chief was furious and was asking who the hell had planted a conifer in our garden. We kids were barely listening. We couldn't take our eyes off it. But when the chief offhandedly mentioned its imminent disposal, we all objected, cried even, begging them not to kill the lonely conifer tree. This was the weirdest and most wonderful thing we'd ever seen. The chief explained this tree thing would only take up space and was totally useless. How much space, we wanted to know. He said it would grow and grow until it damaged the ceiling. That did it. We just wanted to see a plant that big, even if it was useless.
The adults?
Well, that's the best part. They started to object, too. Ultimately, the only thing that calmed the kids down was the chief saying we'd lose the special vegetables if this tree grew, something about it needing most of the nutrients in the greenhouse. We all got real quiet. But then the oldest kid, what was his name? Mika, I think he was about 12, said that we'd all give up our dessert if they let the tree stay.
Annoying little jerks, weren't you?
You've no idea. But it worked. The entire colony voted to let the tree stay. Not that we kids didn't regret it when dessert bags ran out, but before long we saw our first tree grow big enough to climb. And it did eventually reach the ceiling, but by then the environment was good enough for a conifer to survive. So we took the greenhouse down.
Who planted it?
Never did find out. Would have had to be someone smuggling the seeds or cones or whatever. Why? I have no idea. By the time I left at 22, it was almost 80 feet high and we'd started growing more on the slopes around it. It's probably a forest by now.
I never climbed a tree before.
It was awesome. And maybe it was a waste of space, but it was weird and different and lonely. It just seemed so stupid to kill it.
Thanks for the company, man.
Yeah. Yeah, no problem. It's been a long time since I thought about that. That's probably the first place I'm going to visit when we get paid and ransom Ember out. Where were you going to go after all this, Dreadnought? Dreadnought? Grim to Blue.
I'm here.
I think he's gone. Do his vitals confirm?
Yeah. Sorry, Grim. How's your air?
I've got an hour or so. I'll be fine. Taping up my visor again.
You gonna jet up here?
With today's luck, I think I'd rather come up the tether. I haven't got enough fuel to make mistakes. Okay. I'm blind again. Give me a sec. Argus, Dreadnought, it was nice working with you, gents. Sorry it had to be like this. And sorry I didn't get to sing more with you. We're gonna get Ember out of her fix and make all this worth something. Blue?
Yeah?
I'd like to go home, please.
This was part 5 of the Hyacinth Disaster. You can find the whole series at the website, davidecarlson.net, and on iTunes, Google Play Music, Stitcher, podparadise.com, or wherever podcasts are found. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave a review on one of these sites and share the series with anyone you can think of. If you have any questions or you want to get updates and production facts, check in on facebook.com/thehyacinthdisaster or on Reddit at r/thehyacinthdisaster or on Twitter at @themrshyacinth. And check the About page on the website to sign up for information about future projects, and if you think it's worth it, please consider donating a little to help me make more. There are some fun extras for you if you do. Thanks very much for listening.
One-800-Flowers.com is more than your birthday, anniversary, or just because gift-giving destination. We put our hearts into everything we do to help you celebrate all life's special occasions with friends and family. From our farmers and bakers, florists and makers, everything from 1-800-Flowers is made with love every step of the way, because we know that nothing is more important than delivering a smile. To learn more, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.